Syracuse Police Chief Kenton Buckner made his case Tuesday for Common Council approval of a hotly debated union contract. In his first public comments on the matter, he told counselors that the various educational, language, and longevity incentives will make the department more competitive in recruiting and retaining officers.
We're doing nothing but trying to catch up. Monumental cost to it. But please don't think that we're taking a great leap and bounds about what we're doing. We're simply catching up to what other people have been doing for decades.
At issue with many of the counselors is the price tag. As a standalone contract, Counselor Tim Rudd says it'll cost the city nearly $20 million over the 4.5 years of the deal. But City Chief Administrative Officer Frank Kaliva says when rolled into the overall city budget, it comes to $13.5 million.
We are targeting primarily SPD's own underspending. We are drawing a little bit from other departments' underspending across the municipality. This is underspending that has largely already occurred.
We just have to be clear that we're not in some predicament 3, 4, 5 years from now that we can't get out from under. I do not want to be under a state control board for a bad decision today.
Councillor Khalid Bey says there's no question the council supports a more robust, modern, professional police department and has pushed for additional classes over the past several years. Chief Buckner says he's trying to help the department recover from past bad decisions and warned councillors that the response times will only get worse if they fail to approve the contract.
We went multiple years without hiring police. We're paying for it today. I don't know who made that decision. I'm on the watch today. I'm trying to sound an alarm for you. We've got to do something different in order to fix this police department, to align it, to get back to where we can be competitive. We're not competitive today.
Union membership has already approved the contract. Councilors were due to vote at Monday's meeting, but held it for more discussion. They could call a special meeting to hold a vote later this week. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.